Chapter 2. The list of things that kept the Nightingale Inn upright was 9 pages long, single-spaced, and existed in exactly one place, which was my head. Page 1 alone, the boiler, 1987, vindictive, the porch roof flashing, north corner, weeping, the September property tax escrow, underfunded by 4%, the dock ramp bolts, replaced before August, Mrs. Pell in room 4, allergic to feathers, swears she isn't. Complains about the foam pillows we give her instead. Finn's lifeguard schedule, conflicts with the Hendricks wedding, the linen service, raising rates, the van, transmission making its opinions known, and now, as of 9:40 this morning, item number whatever, a pastry chef I had not hired, could not afford, and had found inside the oven. "You're hovering," Eleanor said. "I'm standing in my own office." Hoveringly. She was in the armchair by my office window. The chair exists because she annexed the corner in 2019 and I gave up. With her knitting and the inn's reservation book open on her lap, which was theater, she'd had the bookings memorized since May. "Say the speech, dear. You'll feel better." I said the speech. The speech had numbers in it. Payroll as a percentage of season revenue, the margin on 11 weddings, the boiler bid from Rockland that had made me sit down when I read it, the part where we were one bad August from drawing on the line of credit again. And the line of credit was not large, and the bank's idea of patience had a shape, and we both knew it. Eleanor knitted through all of it. 3 rows. She was making something small and yellow. "Finished?" she asked. "You hired a stranger over the phone." "I hired the galette." "You can't pay a galette, Eleanor. Payroll wants a person, with a name and a W-4. "And aren't we lucky? The galette came with one of each." The needles stopped. She looked up at me over them, and her eyes did the thing where the wattage changes. Most people get all of Eleanor's warmth all the time. It costs her nothing. She manufactures the stuff. But every so often the lens narrows and you understand, briefly, that you are the only thing being looked at in the entire state of Maine. I have known her my whole life. I still don't know where she learned that. Renata is gone until August. You were going to do the wedding desserts yourself, on top of the maintenance, the books, the front desk on Mondays, and the boiler. Tell me the part of the season where you planned to sleep. I'd have managed. You'd have managed, she agreed, in the tone other people use for you'd have drowned quietly. You manage beautifully. It's the only thing you do anymore. That sat where she'd thrown it. 2 weeks, I said. If the 14th goes well, she stays for the season. That part stands. Of course, dear, you're in. She resumed knitting, which meant she'd already filed the conversation under 1. As I got to the door, she added, without looking up, "She fixed the blodget in 10 minutes with the 3rd drawer toolkit. You'd have gotten to it in October." It was on the list. "Everything is on the list," Eleanor said. "The list is where you keep things instead of having them." She wasn't wrong. I didn't tell her that.